ABC Radio Australia.
Now, many of Australia's farmers are gearing up for another big harvest. But with international borders still closed, there may not be enough workers to get the crop off the ground. It's got some farmers calling again for skilled workers to be allowed to quarantine on farms, which is exactly what New Zealand announced this week. It's expanding its travel bubble to people from Tonga, Vanuatu and Samoa. It's something they're keen for in the Northern Territory here in Australia, where the mango season has already started. But instead, hundreds of workers from Samoa and Vanuatu who are set to arrive next month will have to spend 2 weeks in quarantine before they can start work. Paul Burke is the CEO of the NT Farmers Association and he spoke with the ABC's Matt Brann.
We have a confirmed date of the 1st of September to bring people in from Vanuatu, and that's approximately 162 workers, so that is really pleasing. We have a secondary date of the 19th of September to bring people in for Samoa. Now, that date is problematic for industry. It's a little bit late in the season when you think they arrive sort of that mid to late September, do 14 days quarantine. Doesn't get them on farm until the second week of October, and that's certainly later than we had conveyed to government and far later than what industry's expectations are.
So how come these flights aren't arriving earlier?
So there's been a lot of competition within the Howard Springs facility. I guess from an industry perspective, we flagged this at the end of last season and have been working with government to make this a reality. It's been a really complicated process, and certainly we've had good support from Department of Industry, Tourism and Trade. They've been very supportive. But we haven't been able to make it a reality, which I guess is really frustrating from a grower's perspective, who are relying heavily on the ability to be able to get workforce in from overseas to be able to get what looks like a record crop off.
When these planes of seasonal workers arrive, where are they quarantining?
So they will be quarantining at Howard Springs through a lot of work from at a ministerial level. We managed to secure access into Howard Springs. Now, we've been aware of that for the last 4 to 5 weeks, but it's been exceptionally difficult to get confirmed dates. We have now got those confirmed dates, but one of those certainly is far later than what will be a good outcome from industry.
I guess they'll be here in time for the Catherine Mango harvest.
Yeah, I guess, and as a lot of listeners will know, we do utilise staff in the Darwin region first, and then they move on to Catherine, Mataranka, across to Coronara, and then Queensland. It will put a lot of pressure on the top-end harvest as well. And for those people that aren't using seasonal workers, it'll have the added stress of everyone competing for what available workforce is here. We've seen a lot of the borders and a lot of insecurity around borders. So we just don't know whether we're going to be able to move people around within Australia. And that's causing a lot of stress amongst growers and certainly a lot of competition for available positions.
I can hear your frustration about the dates here and that it would be better to have them come in earlier. Is there nothing that can be done to improve the situation?
So we'll continue to advocate on behalf of industry as hard as we can. We're certainly speaking with senior people within government on a regular basis, on a daily basis. We just need to make people within the health department, the entire government, how important it is that we have a workforce here ready to go as early as possible. And it's not like this is any surprise to anyone. We have been talking about this verbatim now for better part of 12 months. I guess the Northern Territory can take a bow for last year, first people to get seasonal workers in, but it's been a long time between drinks.
Like last year, will it be NT mango growers' pain for all this?
So mango growers will pay for the quarantine and the flights. It'll be underwritten by Northern Territory Farmers Association, so we'll pay up front, and then we'll work with growers to pay us, basically.
There's planes coming in from Vanuatu and from Samoa. What's the situation with East Timor at the moment?
So East Timor has still got some complexities around the COVID outbreak and certainly the serious flooding event that they had, and our heart goes out to them. There are some complexities around Timor-Leste, but we continue to push and advocate to get Timor-Leste workers back here. We think that, you know, they are our closest neighbour and we need to be supporting them wherever we can.
And just finally, what are you hearing from the other big hort crop in the Northern Territory, watermelons? How are people going there in terms of labour?
So again, we worked quite hard with government and came out with a melon industry support program that I spoke on this show previously about. That had some success, certainly didn't deliver the number of workers that we needed. There is still a shortage of workers right across the Asian vegetables, across all sectors of agriculture at the moment. We're certainly hearing from our colleagues in the cattle industry that there's certain areas that are quite short of staff as well. And there is no golden fix to this. We just need to be able to bring people in. And I think longer term, an ag-specific visa will be very helpful in this space. But for the short term, it's around seasonal workers and the ability to be able to move people across state borders without the insecurity that currently exists